Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you figured out who I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna do some quick things.
Did he tell you to type in chat box?
To do what?
Did he tell you to type in the chat box or no?
What do you mean to type in caps lock?
In the chat.
Oh yeah. To type in the link and everything. Yeah, he sent me that.
All right, perfect. I'm gonna say it before also, but perfect just to have that
Okay.
anyway.
Yeah.
Are you from Teaneck by any chance?
I'm from Englewood.
Close enough. You looked familiar.
Okay.
Far Rockaway grandparents are from Teaneck. Well,
Nice.
grandmother, but
Nice. Okay.
it gets confusing.
Right. I'm going to just mute everyone and
Right.
I'm just
And then
setting
we're
it up and then I'll unmute you right now.
all right, make me a call.
Yep. Okay.
All right,
See if.
and then when Rabbi Pilati joins, he'll be made a co-host.
Yep, sounds good.
The question is figuring out which username is Rabbi Pilati.
Hopefully his video will be on, right?
Video could be on. But
No, I'm saying
the
if his video is on, then hopefully we'll be able to see which one is
video.
him.
Yeah. Well, do you have you heard him before? Or?
I haven't.
All right. I've only heard him once, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we have 15 minutes anyway.
Yeah. I'm busy studying for a final right now. So when everyone starts coming on, then actually gonna put myself on mute right now.
Unless if you need to leave, well, if you leave, then it's not recording, so don't. But if
Right. I'm not gonna leave. I'm gonna stay on. I'm gonna turn off video and turn off audio, and then you guys, well, I guess you'll be the lead, and then
yeah,
we'll wrap it afterwards.
I guess by process of elimination.
Sounds
What's
good.
funny is I'm a conflict of interest too.
Why?
I'm a conflict of interest too, because I do help Koratoa Kulo here and there. So I'm a
Oh,
conflict of
cool.
interest. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say so. I think all of this is helping each other out and like.
Exactly. Helping the little people. I agree.
I'm going on mute and
All right,
turning off.
perfect. All right.
Yes. All right, we're just waiting for All right, T-minus 7 minutes. Are one of the two Robbie able? If yes, can you raise your hand? Thank you. Thank you. So, David, the Robbie Abels with the hand up, unmute. Oh, you're not a Palachi, never mind. I thought maybe that was a Palachi. All right, we'll be waiting. All right. So, as it is now 8 o'clock, Rabbi Palachi, are you here? Is the one with the four dots Rabbi Palachi? Oh, Derek Emmett. Okay, I'm unmuting you. Okay. All right, Rabbi Palachi. Just getting an introduction, and then all yours. So, first of all, thank you to, on behalf of Sheer Enjoyment, thank you to the rest of the team, Jake, Ellie, Arya Perlman, and Morty Plotsker, who helped put this together. Thank you, Rabbi Palachi, for being with us. Thank you to Rabbi Abel and the rest of the Chazak team. Thank you to Shlomo Hershey and David Lifshitz for ensuring that the Zoom runs well tonight. And I think the best way to introduce Rabbi Palachi is through the insight in the Parsha, which discusses Shemitah, which discusses the gleaners. Now, in Pirkei Avos, it discusses the gleaners gleaning for Torah, so to speak, where you're sitting at the dust of the feet of the Rabbanim, and you give them, the Rabbanim, the attention that they deserve, even if it is your own house. So, Rabbi Palachi, without further ado, the floor is yours.
Okay, first of all, I'm very honored. I heard about this new organization open up called Torah Kula. Very, very nice name. Everybody has to know and learn Kol HaTorah Kula. It does say in Pirkei Avot, Hayom katzav ha-malacha merubah, you know, the day is short and the work is long. We got it all steig, we ought to go grow. Today we are speaking about Chesed. Can everybody hear me over here? We good? We're speaking about Chesed. Now first, we're going to discuss the power of Chesed. What is the power of Chesed? What is the power of Chesed? Let's hear. Kindness. So first of all, everybody knows, Al Shloshah Devarim Ha'olam Omed. On three things the world stands on. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. We know that Avraham Avinu was the Ish Chesed, right? And it's brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu had many names. What was one of the Moshe Rabbeinu's names? Elkutiel, Tuvia, Avigdor. So why did the Torah keep the name of Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe. If we know who named Moshe that name, But yeah. Now, Batya was Paro's daughter. She's Goya. She's non-Jew. All of a sudden, she names Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe because it says, from the waters I told him out, and therefore he's named Moshe. But there's a question. Imagine you have a mother. She names him so-and-so. And then you have the Goya Batya named him so-and-so. And we leave the name of Moshe because Batya named him? Why? Why is that? And you know what Rabbi Ram told me when I was 18 years old? He said, from Sfarim HaKdoshim, Batya did chesed by reaching out. Batya saw somebody inside the Yam, inside the Nile. And she said, I have to save this boy. And she did chesed by reaching out and saving Moshe. And because she did chesed, Hashem says, I love chesed. You reached out to help Moshe Rabbeinu. You reached out to see a young child, save him from the water. What'd you name him? Moshe. Wow, wow, wow. Forever, we're going to leave in the Torah the name Moshe to show you how valuable, and people, when they automatically click to the name of Moshe, they say, wow, I got to learn from Batya's ways and do tremendous kindness to others. Another PowerPoint is like this. It says that Abraham Avinu wondered, he asked the children of Noah, how did they survive the Mabul? How did they survive this awesome Mabul? From what? How did they do it? And the answer is given because Noah, he fed the animals. He did chesed with the animals. Avraham Avinu understood, wait. The zchut that you fed the animals, you did chesed with the animals? That, because there was no other people besides Noah and his, of course, his children, his wives, the children's wives, right? But he says, you did chesed by feeding the animals and you got such a reward to stay in float in the Mabul? If that's the case, I'm going to do chesed with, of course, people. And Avraham Avinu, his whole life, he dedicated his life doing chesed, kindness, and he changed the whole world. Who doesn't know Abraham Avinu? Abraham. He did chesed the whole entire world. And in our genes, because he did that, in our genealogy, just like a person, his mother and father have blue eyes. His grandparents have blue eyes. What color eyes is the child going to get? Blue eyes also. The guy has blonde hair. His parents have blonde hair. His grandparents have blonde hair. His great-grandparents have blonde hair. What is he going to have? He's going to have blonde hair too, right? Doesn't make sense, right? So now, he writes like this. He says, if that's the case, what kind of character traits do the Jews have within us? You know what we have? We have the midah, the character trait of doing kindness. It's in our blood. We're baishanim, rachmanim, gomlei chasadim. Yes, it's automatic in a Jew. You have an tendency. You have an innate in you that you want to do kindness, that you want to do good. It's in our nature that we want it. What can we do to help people? Now, the Rambam says, what is this kindness? And he writes, Katav Rambam, Levaker Cholim, to visit the sick. If a person's not feeling well, you know, it's a big mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and we're chayav, we're obligated to go visit. You know a person, you know of a person, he's your friend. He's not feeling well. What did they teach us in class when we were elementary school? Elementary school, this is what they told me at least. They told me when a child is not feeling well, when your friend is not in class, what should you do? Of course, I didn't have a car back then. I was in elementary school, you know what I'm saying? Imagine a sixth grader driving a car to the person's house to visit. No, I couldn't do it, right? So what do? We got on the phone and we called the person. And that's what our teacher did. Get on the phone and call so-and-so. Oh, by the way, how are you feeling? How's everything? You weren't in school today. How's that? How are you doing? Oh, you're not feeling well? Oh, could I do anything for you? This, that. It automatically helps a person. That's the first thing. The Rambam actually is quoting it. He gives another example. Persons, it's very, very important. You are doing chesed as well when you're going out and mesameach chatan vekala, you know, making them happy. That's all type of chesed. I always say, even when you smile, Gemara speaks out, what's greater? Showing a smile of white teeth, like you're smiling, or giving the person a nice cold glass of milk. The guy is dead thirsty. He needs to drink. You give him a cold glass of milk, or you show him your smile, your white teeth. Gemara says your white teeth is stronger. Why? Because it produces enzymes into the other person. Like, wow, so much energy going out. And that's why it's very, very, very important out there that chesed is even if you smile at somebody else. There was one Rosh Hashiva, one rabbi, he saw one of his students, like, he was like, down, he was like walking down with like a serene face, and the rabbi says, listen, your face is a public domain. You don't see a face, but we see a face, and since we see a face, we want it to be shining, we want it to be smiling. So please, can you put on a smile? Because when you smile, you're doing chesed, that people, you light up your day. Growing up, they called me Smiley, because all the time I would smile, all the time I would smile, all the time. What's there not to smile about? Life is great. The fact that you're alive and kicking, the fact that you were born, I always say that, the fact that you're even born is a miracle in itself. Even even go look at the world, the chances of being born to the world, doesn't mean, whatever it is, just to be born in the world is like one in a trillion. So the fact that being born of a Jew is one in a quadrillion, it's like a zillion. You hit the lotto jackpot. So there's no reason why a person should ever be down and this and that. That's the first thing you have to understand. That's the first thing you have to know. And therefore, part of chesed is doing kindness is all day long. Just smiling at somebody else is a chesed because you're brightening the person's day. Yes, you're brightening his day. Wow, you smile. You don't know what people go through. You don't know. And all of a sudden, it comes you. You come and you say, hello, how you doing? How's everything? Hope all is well. Wow. You lift it up his whole day. That is the first type of kindness that according to Rambam is saying, Pikuch Olim, Harasat Kala, says all these things are part of the Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. Love yourself like you love your fellow Jew. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says like this, he says that a person should not think outside the box a little bit. Meaning to say, think how you could help. There's so many places and so many situations where a person, if he just thinks a little bit, he could help. I'll give you an example. One morning, I woke up this morning. This was 2 days ago. And I wanted to help out Shiduchim. I wanted to help out people getting married. I really, really did. Because I know someone, older person, in the 30s, and they're not married yet. And it hurt me a lot. It hurt me really, really a lot. It really did. And I said, I want to do something about it. I'm trying to find the shidduch, this, that, for her. And it was very hard for me. I'm trying to figure it out. And I came to the conclusion. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm going to go ahead and make an initiative. I'm going to learn from today, which I'm starting today actually, tomorrow I'm starting, till Tu B'Av, to learn the whole Masech HaKiddushin. And I'm writing all the names, and I'm learning B'Zchut, these names, that they shall find their match. And I started doing that. I said, what chesed can I do to help Shiduchim? I said, in the Zchut of the Torah, okay, I'm learning a special Zchut for them, they shall find their Zivug. They shall find their Shiduch. And guess what? B'Zal Hashem, slowly but slowly, I'm going to come back to the call at Torah Kula over here in the chat, and you're going to see, wow, this person got engaged, that person got engaged. Chazon Ish writes, the energy that a person produces with Torah it could produce a tremendous energy. They came to the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and they told Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they told him, listen, this boy, his leg is hurting him. What should he do? So there's a Gemara, there's a Perek in the Gemara that says, what's the name of the thing? It's Ketzad HaRegel. That's what the Perek is called, Ketzad HaRegel. So what is it dealing with? The name is, how is the foot? So he says, if you'll learn that, your foot will be healed. So I figured if I take that same scenario, if I learn about Kiddushin, which is talking about marriage, beautiful, I'll be able to hopefully get a bigger schut energy. So therefore, there's a lot of ways of doing chesed. One of the ways that we're saying is smiling at people, which is very, very easy, very simple. It's, hi, how are you? Saying hello first, all these things. Now, I'd like to share with you a few stories. Rav Shlomo Shadron. In order to understand that, chesed, you must understand, starts from the home first. You always have to do that kindness. The closest they are to the family, that's where chesed starts. You know, sometimes a person, he wants to help out the world. But in his own family, chas v'shalom, he'll neglect it. Why? Because the outside world, they'll give you fame. Wow, look at this guy. He's helping so much. Sadiq, wow, what a good guy. Abu Sroho, unbelievable. But in the house, there's nothing like that. You know, nobody's giving you that wow, wow, wow. So you might say. And therefore, there was a story with Rosh Hashanah Shadron. Rosh Hashanah Shadron was one time taking his son to the doctor. As he was taking his son to the doctor, he saw Rav Isaac Sher. Rav Isaac Sher is there, and he sees the Rav Shlomo Shadron, and he tells Rav Isaac Sher, tells Rav Shlomo Shadron, where are you going? Take my son to the doctor. And what are you doing? I'm taking my son to the doctor. He says, but what are you doing? I'm taking my son to the doctor. No, 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 but what are you doing? I'm taking this under the doctor. He said a few times until he finally asked, so Rabbi, what am I doing? He said, you're doing a great kindness. You're doing a great chesed. Every person in their right mind, right, does kindness all day long. The fact that you're taking care of your child, one day you're all going to be married, you're going to all have children. The fact that you're taking care of your children, your child, you're one of the biggest, you're one of the greatest person out there doing kindness. Especially when it comes to your family. And he even went on to say that he writes over here, there's a difference between doing chesed, doing kindness, and being a ba'al chesed. What's the difference? What's the difference? A person doing chesed and a person being a ba'al chesed. Difference is like this. A person that does chesed, the person that does kindness, he could do kindness, yes. He could do very good to the world. But he does it like once in a while, here and there, when it's convenient, when it's not convenient, this, that. A Baal Chesed, where he's fully engrossed all the time. How can I help the next guy? How can I help the next person? How can I help the next person? All these things, a person, he has to understand that is person being a Baal Chesed. There was a rabbi, his name was Rav Aaron Krauser. He was actually from Lakewood, New Jersey, right? Of Aaron Krauser from Lakewood, New Jersey. So this is a big rabbi. He never stopped learning. And they said it was an eyewitness. Eyewitness. True story with eyewitness. What happened? Eyewitness said that he got sick, when Krauser got sick, Chaim Krauser, and when he got sick, They people went to visit him, and he was extreme pain. And they heard him saying, please, he was on the phone, please do me a favor, set this shiduch with that shiduch, set that girl with that guy, set that person with that person. And he was setting up shiduchim as chesed. Same thing. She says, oh, this guy doesn't have a job. do me a favor, make sure this guy has a job, do this and do that and that. He says, the person is sick. Rav Chaim Krauser was sick in bed. And yet, what was his mind on? How can I help out the other Jew? How can I help out the other Jew? How can I help out the other Jew? That's an amazing point where the person all day long is thinking, I want to be a Baal Chesed. We have to be a Baal Chesed. We have to be people, not just doing Chesed. Yeah, it's great. Do Chesed, it's amazing. But in our lives, we have to be Baale Chesed. Like Abraham Avinu, look what happened to Abraham Avinu. He is sick. Abraham Avinu was doing Brit Milah. Hashem was with him. But he wanted to do Chesed so badly that even though Hashem put it that day where it was boiling hot, 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 the sun came out with very, very big, big, big heat. Still, Abraham was like a magnet to do kindness, to do good to others. He actually went out to find people that he could invite to his house. That's what we're talking about over here. That's what we're saying. You got to get involved with Chesed. Another Chesed. This whoever's behind, I don't know who's the person behind over here that's making all the organizing all the shiurim. It's one of the biggest Chesed's. You're doing a Chesed. You're organizing shiurim that other people can learn Torah. Do it. And many other Chassadim. I'll give you an example. There was his name's Rabbi Azachi. He lives in Marine Park. What happened? He saw a few kids on Shabbat running around. So what are you guys doing running around? He says, we're playing. He says, very good. For a half hour, just come into my house for a half hour. I want to give you something. So they go into his house, right? All the boys in the block, they know the rabbi. Young rabbi. The rabbi has a big dining room table, sets them all up in the dining room table. And each one gets a fruit by the foot, a gushers, like, you know, a small drink. And they're like, so happy, what is this? He says, right now, I'm going to tell you a story. And after that, we're going to read Tehillim. And after that, go play. That's what he did. He did a kindness from letting others the opportunity, that kindness of gathering them to say Berachot, to say some Tehillim. That's why a person's got to think outside a little bit to see how can he help others. I know there was a lady on the block. She organized on my block, actually. She organized for all the women once a week a shiur at her house. Now, of course, they can't do it because Corona, the whole thing. But at the house, what happens every single week, they go to the house once a week and she puts out food, she makes barachot, she says a class, but she did kindness. She reached out to others, helping others in different ways. And when you do that, everything that you give to others comes back to you automatically. There was every year for Pesach Krom. So he said over a story how there was a Chaverim. There was, you know, Chaverim. There was a guy in Chaverim. And this guy in Chaverim, he got a call. What was his call? His call was that he had a flat tire. And it was right before Yom Tov. It was Friday night. It was Shabbat Friday night. Saturday night, Motzei Shabbat was Yom Tov, the holiday. And Sunday night was holiday. So he gets a call right before Friday, right before Shabbat. Chaverim gets a call. Emergency, emergency. I have a flat tire. I need help right away. So who got the call? The person that was right near his by ran as fast as he can. And he's like, but where are you? Where's your address? He says, my address is this and this. The Chaverim guy runs, gets to the place. Where is he at? The car is in the guy's driveway right before Shabbat. Now the Chaverim is looking, he's like, I understand something. There's like literally 45 minutes, half hour for Shabbat. And there's going to be the holiday in the next 2 days. You're telling me you have a flat tire, but you're in your driveway. Why are you calling me now? Let me fix it for you. After the holiday, I'm rushing very fast to help you, and then all of a sudden, I'm coming to help you, and your car is in the driveway. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Like, come on, come on. So the guy tells him, let me explain. I'm not leaving, but I'm a Hatzalah member, and just in case I get a call from the Hatzalah or from anything like that, I got to make sure that my car is fully fully working, fully functioning. And I saw this past 45 minutes before Shabbat that I got a flat and it got worse and I need really an emergency help to actually fix it. And that's what happened. So the guy said, okay, no problem. I'll fix it for you. He fixes his flat. Guess what? A night after, Motzei Shabbat was the holiday. On the holiday, he got a Hatzalah call on the holiday, Saturday night. He got a call. What was that call? Emergency call. It was a few blocks away from his house. He gets in his car, runs on the holiday to the house. And who does he see at the house? This Chaverim guy that helped him. And he said, it's not me that needs your help. It's my mother-in-law. She just had a seizure. And he ran to get his mother-in-law, put her in the ambulance, put her in this car, drove her to the hospital ASAP, saw whatever he had to do, helped her as much as possible. And this lady was able to, Baruch Hashem, get saved from certain diseases. And how was that? All because of the kindness that this guy did from filling up the tire, the flat tire for this yid, and therefore his chesed boomerang back to him. His kindness boomerang back to him. Because when you do chesed, you're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for yourself because you'll always feel good. Your whole entire life, you'll feel good. Oh, look what I did. Look what I did. Look what I did. You always feel good inside. You don't have to publicize, but inside you'll always feel good. I know that for a fact. Because the greatest chassadim that I ever did, I always remember. Always. I'll give you an example. There was one time I was in yeshiva and there was a boy. We were like 150 people in the yeshiva. And there was a boy sitting there. And I saw he was very sad, very like down. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this guy down? It was on Purim. On Purim. And I asked him, listen, is everything all right? He tells me, thanks for asking. But I'll tell you honestly, I didn't hear the Megillat Esther because I woke up late. And I'm trying to look for Minyanim. I don't find any Minyan. What should I do? And everybody right now is going to their Rebbeim's house. Everybody right now is going to their rabbi's house. And I don't know what to do. Because at the end of the day, I'm stuck. I don't know how to read the Megillah. At that moment, I kid you not, at that moment, exact moment, we were 20 guys going to our Rebbe's house. 20 guys going to our Rebbe's house. And everybody took different taxis. I stopped my friend. His name's, now he's a rabbi. His name's Rabbi Shaul Kassin, Rabbi Kassin. And I told him, Chav Shaul. I said, yeah. I said, I know you know how to read the Megillah. Say, yeah. And I told him, listen, right now we have to go to our Rebbe's house. He's going to have 20 guys minus two. He's going to have 18 guys because you and I are got to do chesed. We got to help this boy. He didn't hear the Megillat Esther. And as soon as we're done, we'll take a half hour. As soon as we're done, we'll get a taxi. We'll get this Zippo. So no problem. Till today, that same guy, when I see him in the street, he always gives me a smile and says, thank you so much. You made my entire Purim. And he would quote the year, 2000, whatever it was. He says, you made, and I feel so good every time I see him. I'm like, wow, what a chesed we did. Because you feel good when you do kindness. You feel so good. You feel so good, yes. Try it. Do crazy kindnesses and you'll see it. I had a friend, Elliot Stein. We were in sixth grade. We went to Jerusalem to pizza. We're sitting down eating pizza. All of a sudden, as we're eating pizza, who comes in? A person with a cane. Not a cane that you think, an old cane. A cane like a blind person goes in with. And I felt so bad. I said, oh my goodness, I was young. I was like, oh my goodness, I feel so bad. This guy is blind, doesn't see. And he was walking with two huge plastic bags. I'm telling you, filled to the top. So I go to him, let me help you out. I grab the two bags. He says, thank you so much. I put it down at one of the tables. And then he asks my friend and me. Says, do you know what's in these bags? Says, no, what's in the bags? What's in the bags? What's in the bags is my mail. My mail. I haven't read my mail in a few months because I don't know how to read. I can't see, he said. I need someone to read me my mail. Think about it. We're about 12 years old, eating pizza and slush, and sitting there, gorgeous weather outside, 12 o'clock lunch. It must have taken us 6 hours to read all his mail. 6 hours from 12 to 6. My friend Elliot Stein read every single one of the mails, word for word to the man. And if he didn't hear it, he read it again. So let me read it to you again. Why? Because we have to understand in our nature as a Jew, we have chesed in us. We love to do kindness. We have to be balei chasadim. We don't just do one kindness and that's it, second kindness, that's it. You have to have a routine, always, always, constantly, constantly doing bal chesed. You have to bring it into your heart. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. What's greater? Charity, giving tzedakah, or doing chesed? So the Gemara says that you could do chesed, you could do with rich people and poor people. Tzedakah, giving money, you can only do with poor people. A rich person already has money. But there's other things that a rich person doesn't have. And you could help him out. That's one thing. Gemara says, two other reasons why chesed is so much, you can do so much more by just money. It's not all about money. People think, oh, tzedakah, this, that. Tzedakah is awesome, but your body has to do it. Your body has to physically go and do it. You know, we have a law that a person doesn't give more than 20% of his ma'aseh, right? You gotta give up to 20%. Unless you're wealthy, you could give more than 20% of your money, right? But when it comes to chesed, you gotta keep on doing and doing and doing. There's no limit. There's no limit. Now, I want to add to this very importantly, and that is, the way we do our good deeds has to be with warmth. It has to be legit. It has to be real. It can't be like an etrog. What do I mean by that is, sometimes a person looks at a person, oh wow, I have to do a good deed today. So let me do a good deed with this guy. Let me help this guy out because I have to do a good deed. You have to do it, of course. You have to do a good deed, and you have to do it with warmth. You have to do it with love. You have to do it with compassion, because the person that is going to get you, receive your kindness, he's going to feel the compassion behind your ma'aseh, behind your doing. And the biggest proof is with Rav Moshe Schneider. Rav Moshe Schneider met a doctor once. He met a doctor one time. Rav Moshe Schneider met a doctor. A very big doctor that wasn't religious at all. He wasn't religious at all. And now this doctor, what happened was, this doctor, he meets the rabbi. Who is the rabbi? Rav Moshe Schneider. So Rav Moshe Schneider is the doctor. You're not religious at all. But I have a question for you. How come, if you're so not religious, how come you still act as you're a Jew? You didn't totally go off. And he told him, the reason is, when I was a young boy, I was a young kid, and I was actually very cold in my dormitory room. And there was an elderly man that was walking by and saw that I was cold. So he took off his jacket, his coat, and he took his own coat and he covered me with it. And it made me feel so warm. And that warmth is with me till this very day. Who was that man that did that? No other than one of the greatest rabbis that ever lived in the last 200 years. And that was the Hafez Chaim. Yep. Hafez Chaim took off his jacket and put it on this boy that was freezing cold in the dormitory. And he felt that warmth. You know why? Because the Hafez Chaim, when he did that chesed, when he did that kindness, he did it with all his love. He did it with his all compassion. And when you do that with that attitude, then the person that you're doing chesed to feels it. And that person as well gets inspired. So Bezat Hashem, we have to know, being Balei Chasadim only pays off for us. And I'm going to conclude with an amazing story that I love sharing. And that's the story with Nodab Yehuda. The Nodab Yehuda. Who was the Nodab Yehuda? Rabbi Chezkel Landau. One day, he walked outside his house one day. It was, he saw a little boy crying hysterical. He said, little boy, why are you crying so hysterical? He said, because, tell you the truth, he said that his stepmom is like a very, very wicked lady. And again, this boy wasn't even Jewish. He wasn't Jewish. And he said his stepmom was like a very wicked lady. And his father owned a bakery. And she said every single day he has to sell all this bread. And if he comes home without the money, he's going to get a slap, a very hard slap. And she said, and he went ahead and sold all that bread. But he had a hole in his pocket and all the money fell out. Ay, 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 what is he going to do now? He said, how can I see my stepmom with no money? So, Nodab Yehuda said, how much is it? He said, it's going to be, honestly speaking, he told him, let's say, $100. So Nodab Yehuda gave him $110. He says, here's, take $10, use it for lunch or for something else. Comes home, his stepmom didn't do anything, gave him the money. P.S. 30 years later, what happened was, he gets a knock on his door of Cheska Landau. It was the last day of Pesach. And he tells the rabbi, the priest came along and said, every single person must poison all the bread. Because the Jews are going to buy. And therefore, tonight, the Passover is over. Let the Jews buy. And they're going to die on the spot. And therefore, I'm warning you, Rabbi, from now, make sure you warn all the Jews. And he went ahead and he made a decree. He said, if anybody, the Cheska Landau went from shul to shul and announced, if anybody eats bread tonight, we made a mistake. Because Passover, we ruined the calendar. The calendar was missing. And Passover is an extra night. So Passover is not over tonight. It's over tomorrow night. And if anybody eats bread, will be excommunicated. And he went around and every single Jew got saved because that night they did not eat that bread. And the priest went ahead and got blamed. Everybody blamed him. Everybody like threw tomatoes at him. Everybody was going crazy. You're a faker. You're a phony. You're a phony. We ruined all our money. We ruined all our bread. We ruined everything. What's wrong with you? And at the end of the day, the great lesson is that you see how the kindness that Ochezka Landau did 30 years prior, 30 years later, it came back to him. When you do chesed, you're doing it for yourself as well. Don't think you're just doing it to help the other guy, because eventually that same kindness is going to come back to you. It's going to boomerang back to you. And therefore, the great lesson that we learned tonight is we have to be ba'alei chasadim. We have to be people that we are loving to do kindness. We have to remember the lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe's name is Moshe and nothing else. Why? Because he's named Moshe, of course, because Batyahu was the one who did kindness by pulling Moshe out. Hashem loves kindness. You do kindness. Then I'm going to make sure that what? The reminder that Hashem will do kind things for you. It's always midah. It was a pleasure. Of course, you could, somebody placed me up. Of course, you can find all the other shiurim, Torah anytime, of course, right? Log into that. Somebody actually mentioned to me that he's making me a on a podcast. I know some people are on a podcast. I'm there. You can look it up. Palacci, P-A-L-A-C-C-I. And as well, of course, Torah Anytime. It does great work. And everybody knows it became world-renowned. You can see all the shiurim over there, and I encourage it because you'll grow tremendously. Every one of us will grow tremendously. I got emails from Peh Shiurim that I gave 2 years ago. Oh, you understand them. I listened to the shiur 2 years ago. It's amazing. I loved it. So let's keep on growing and growing and growing. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Amen. Yes. Two opportunities right now that we could do with chesed. Number one, there are people who are sick, so I'm going to ask if we could do a quick epistle to Tehillim. Those will stay muted, but you could repeat yourself or pull up on enough. Shiva Malo to Sinai, Hari, Miaina Vosri. If we be men or nigh, official my bar as 18, Lamo, Regla, Vayanum, Shamaraka, Mamma Shamas, Vayakaka, Varek, Vayla, Nishmarka, Mikora, Ishmarka, Shaka, Nishmarka, Kabo, Acha, Miatabi Adola. Number two, which Rabbi Aboff asked me to speak about, but why speak about it when I could show you? There is a 24K for 24K. We know that the community of Rabbi Akiva were nifter for not have a car throughout. We just heard about the power coming like Chassidim, or doing Chassad. And what better way than to be Makabo? You don't have to type it on the website, but you can be Makabo. Preferred if you do, but you could even be makabel for yourself to do a small chazan. And I'll read some that was actually on the Shir Enjoyment link. Anonymous. Giving money to a poor person. That's not such a chesed. Moshe. My act of kindness or mitzvah is helping my grandmother when she needs. Aryeh Perlman. My act of chesed or mitzvah is setting up singles and calling older people who are alone. And the one that really made me cry, as I am going through so much grief right now, was by Chaya Reed. My act of kindness and mitzvah is in being in contact with a woman who has her husband in the hospital, all alone and scared. She can get a hold of me anytime, any day, when she needs somebody to talk to. Little chasadim here and there, you know someone is down, you know someone's going through a situation, give them a call, send them a text, and I think that's the power of what we learned tonight. And I hope everybody enjoyed it. Palachi, unbelievable. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Shlomo Hershey. Thank you for not going with us talking the name. Thank you to the person who controlled the cultural closing tonight. I forgot your name. Thank you, Jinx. Thank you, Ellie. And have a wonderful evening.